Okay, so here's a riddle for you. And this is not actually the beginning of the sermon here, but here's a riddle for you, okay? What activity is so loud that it makes your ears ring? What activity, same activity, requires you to make rapid movements to allow some quickly approaching objects to pass you by while blocking others? What activity will make your muscles sore even though you are not moving very far at any one point in time? And finally, what activity requires you to be in the ring with multiple 300-pound opponents? Do you have any guesses? Those are good guesses. Oh, Tom, that's funny. What was it? Someone who knew I did this week. Yeah, all right. The answer is herding pigs. Herding pigs. And guess what? Thanks to my good friend, Cole Robertson. Oh, he's not here today. Cole Robertson provided some color to my life by asking if I wanted to come herd some pigs with him this last week. And okay, so for those of you who have never done this, and I would imagine there are a few, what happens is they go through the barn and they spray paint on the backs of all the pigs that are ready to be sold amongst all the other pigs. And then four of us go into the pens full of pigs that have each grown to be about 300 pounds apiece at this point. And we have to separate out the ones that are marked from the ones that are not marked. And we have these big boards that you hold, and you try to steer them so that the one, or more than one if there's more than one marked, but get into that center aisle in the barn and then go up onto the truck. So you get this full body suit on, you know, and boots, and you take this board and you climb into one of the mini pens, which by this time, the pigs are so big, these pens are crowded. And as soon as you step foot in that pen, these pigs freak out. And they scream loud, it hurts your ears. And it's like you're at a rock concert. And these pigs, they start slamming into each other and crawling over each other, and they try to get past you or run through you, whatever they have to do to get away from whatever you're trying to make them do. And they're strong, too. I tell you, there were a couple times where, you know, I've got this one pig pinned in, and this happened to Gary, too. It wasn't just the rookie, but all of a sudden you're like, oh, like that, and he's just pushing you. It's amazing. I have bruises on my knees from trying to hold that board. So I have to tell you that there was probably about 10 times that I was just laughing out loud. No one could hear me because it's so loud in there, but I was laughing. I couldn't believe I was doing this amidst all this chaos and screaming. And there was, you know, I'm slipping around on pig poop and I can feel things nibbling at my ankles. I just truly never imagined myself in a situation like that. So this was good. Now, as we entered our third hour of work, I wasn't laughing quite as much. We'd kind of moved into serious work mode at that point. But anyway, this was awesome. So wish the Robertsons were here because they had to know I was going to talk about that. My pig herding experience.